You're listening to the Sky Lifestyles Coaching Series, helping men all around the world to attract and connect with women on level few men will ever experience. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and visit us at CoreySky.com.
What women are attracted to? And I'm going to be going through different things that you can do personally to change in your life so you can start being more attractive and living this new lifestyle. How important it is to get the correct mindset, which I think all of you know by now that that's what it is, and that's what everybody struggles with. It's a thing where you got to kind of look at your mind as if it was a computer. Now look at your mind as if it was a computer, and it's the most powerful computer in the world. Now, just like a computer gets viruses, and it starts working improperly. It starts bogging down. It doesn't work effectively. Now, the human mind, we are as humans, as children, when we're children, we were raised to be joyful, to be happy, to live in abundance. We can have anything that we want. But over the years, throughout society and our parents and religious backgrounds, all that joy and peace and clarity is taken from us. And through life experiences, that's taken from us, because we base a lot of what we do on our past. Okay? And when we base things on our past, we hold it in our memory, and it influences and holds back and prevents us from doing things in the future. Just like if you, just as an example, say you walk up to a girl one time when you were in seventh grade, and you started talking to her, and she totally shut you down, rejected you, and humiliated you. Well, believe it or not, that's stuck with you for years, and it's influencing you up to the present moment. The key to this is letting go of that. You must be able to let go of stupid shit, basically, is what it is. Letting go of stupid shit, letting go of negative circumstances that has happened in the past. Getting rid of those viruses that are holding you back and preventing you from being that sexy motherfucker. Getting rid of those viruses that are preventing you from just opening your mouth and saying, hey, what's going on? From having a normal conversation with a girl, another human being. Every time, here's something you can do, and I want every one of you to write this down. Every time you go throughout the day, whether you're at work or whether you go to the coffee shop, or it doesn't matter where you are, throughout the day, you're thinking about things. And every time you think about something negative from the past, something shitty that happened to you, or you look at a girl and all this thought of, oh, I'm too old, or oh, she's out of my league, or whatever. Stop yourself immediately from thinking that and change it. That's the greatest part about this, guys, is we have the ability to change our thoughts, our actions at any given moment. But you have to start being more aware of what's going on in your mind on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute basis. No, you don't need to know every thought that, you know, pay attention to every single thought that goes through your mind, but you do need to switch it up so the thoughts that are going through your mind are more positive. Think about, you know, something that, you know, happened good. Something that happened in your past that made you feel good. You know, I look at my past and I only think about the positive things. I don't think about and dwell upon stupid shit. You know, I'll be honest with you. I've had a lot of really fucked up relationships, guys. I've been in a lot of really shitty situations. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to let it affect and influence my future. I'm not going to let it affect and influence my present moment. I'm letting it go, and I've already let it go. It happened. Okay, cool. Shoot a pickle. Fuck it. It is what it is. Stop letting it influence your present and future. That's your choice. You have that choice at any given moment. Start letting things go. If you think about your past, make sure you are only thinking about the positive experiences. You know, if I dated a girl for 6 months and pretty much 5 months out of the entire 6 months was just miserable. I fucking couldn't stand it. I hated every second with her. All we did was fight. We bickered. She cheated on me. She did this. She did that. Guess what? I'm not going to think about that. I'm going to think about the 1 month that I had with her, which was great. Now, this is really important, guys, because it doesn't apply just with women. This applies in every aspect of your past. Everything that you've done, all these memories, you've got to switch them over and start thinking about the positive stuff. Okay, so something really shitty happened to you. Okay, great. And you really can't think of anything positive that came out of it. Okay, well, I can think of something positive. And that one thing that's positive out of it is the fact that you made it through it and you learned from it. It doesn't matter what happens in your life. You need to be able to think and focus on the good and start letting go of the negative. There, you need to tell yourself there is no room for negative thinking at all in my mind. If I did something with a girl and she really hurt me, really bad, and I can't, you know, I could sit here and swear up and down about her and get pissed off about her, I'm not going to. If somebody, you know, even if I'm out with my friends and somebody that I haven't seen in a while says, hey, have you seen that girl Erin in a while? And it just so happens to be that this girl, Erin, you know, I had a lot of bad shit go on with her. You know, my reply to that would be, no, she, you know, we parted ways. She's doing her own thing. I'm doing my own thing. And then I'd change the subject. I wouldn't sit there and get into a conversation about how bad I hate this girl, how bad I can't stand her. I wouldn't sit there and talk about what she did to me, no matter how bad it was. I don't care. It's not worth me putting out the energy and giving her any of my energy at all. And this applies with maybe some experiences with your parents or some school teachers, some college teachers, some, you know, some religious background, you know, some religious pastors or preachers. You know, I've got so many experiences in my life that, you know, I could sit here and I could hate life every day, day in, day out. But guess what? I don't. I ignore it. I let go of the past, and I live in the moment and in the future. And I live every moment as if it was my last. And that's what you need to start doing. On a daily basis, guys, this is you need to do this. Catch yourself thinking negative shit. The problem is we're surrounded with negative shit. Everywhere we turn is negative. You turn on the news, you turn on the TV, you go surf the internet, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, the world's coming to an end. You know, you go out with friends, somebody starts talking about, oh, this bullshit and blah, 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 and starts talking all kinds of negative shit. Guess what? It's your choice to listen to it or not. You either change the fucking conversation or leave. Stop buying into all the bullshit. One of the greatest things that I'm, you know, grateful for is my friends and family, the people that I surround myself with closest and the people that I keep closest to me. They're all extremely positive and love life. And that's something that you guys have really got to begin to do. You've got to build that social circle. It doesn't have to be a massive, huge social circle. It can just be a handful of really good friends, people, friends that will tell you like it is. If you've got a booger hanging on your nose, they're going to tell you. Your average person's not going to tell you that. They're going to sit there and let you walk around with their stupid booger on your nose. That's just an example, guys. I'm just saying, you've got to establish good relationships with good people. Start doing affirmations on attracting good people into your life. Maybe you should stop focusing more or less on women and start focusing more on just attracting good people into your life. The more good people in your life, the happier you're going to be. And that's something that I've always had, ever since I was young, guys. Is the glass half empty or half full? That's a good question. Is it half empty or is it half full? You know, you see a you see 10 pictures on the wall. Do you start picking out the negative aspects of all the pictures, or do you start picking out the positive? If you're one of those guys that looks at 10 pictures and starts pointing out, oh, that painting's ugly. Oh, what the fuck was that artist thinking? You need to stop. You need to check yourself. And you need to start catching yourself when you're doing that. And I'm not just talking about looking at pictures on a wall. I'm talking about going through everyday life. Stop criticizing things and being critical of everything and start loving and enjoying what you see and your surroundings. Be grateful for the air that you breathe in. Be grateful for your surroundings. Without gratitude, you're dead. You've got to start looking at the positive side of things. There's going to be a lot of shit that's going to come up into your life, even just within the next 6 months. And it all depends on how you react to it. You've got to understand that when you are down and out, and you feel like shit, and you're feeling sorry for yourself, you just need to know that it's okay. Because you will come out on top. Things will get better. Every time you are down in a rut or you feel like you're in a valley and you're just down and out, that's where the growth occurs, guys. The growth doesn't occur on top. Be grateful for being down. Be grateful for where you are currently at this present moment. Doesn't matter what you have. Be grateful for it. Be grateful that you're alive and you have food to put in your mouth. If your friends start talking about negative shit, walk away. If your family starts talking about negative shit, walk away or change the topic. Stop asking for permission and start proposing. Start making decisions. Stop being a follower and start being a leader. If you're with a big group of people and everybody's indecisive and trying to figure out where they want to go next, and you're with a bunch of friends and everybody's like, oh, well, where should we go? And everybody's like, well, I don't know. Where do you want to go? Well, I don't know. Where do you want to go? Make a decision. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past, if you've just followed the crowd and just went along with your friends or whatever. It's time to make a decision. It's time to step up and be heard. Be proud of who you are and start making decisions on your own. Start being the leader. Stop letting your life go based on default, letting everybody else influence all the decisions that you make. That's a big part of this. You know, if I was a follower, I wouldn't have ended up in pretty much any of the such crazy-ass situations that I ended up in with all the women that I've been with. It's time to take control, to take ownership and full responsibility of your life. You're not getting any younger. It's time to start living for you. You know, so many people, and I struggled with this actually for a while when I was younger, so many people say, oh, well, you got to put everybody else first. Well, I call bullshit on that statement all day long. You have to help yourself first before you can help others. I had one of my clients, he brought up a good analogy for this. You know, when you're on an airplane, and they're running through all the things to tell you, like telling you what to do or whatever, and they say, well, and if the air things drop down, you know, if you need oxygen or whatever, they tell you put the oxygen on your face first and then help your neighbor. The same thing applies in life on a day-to-day basis, guys. You can't help anybody unless you help yourself first. You can't make anybody happy unless you make yourself happy first. You can't expect sexy girls to be coming to you if you don't get sexy first. It's just the way it is. Start spending more time on yourself. Start focusing more or less on yourself. And stop letting others influence and determine your own destiny, your future. Start paying attention to what's really important in your life, which is you. That's the most important thing in your life, you. So why are you letting others influence the most important thing in your life? The most important thing is not women. The most important thing is not your job. The most important thing is not your family. The most important thing is you, your own happiness, your own joy, your own love. The happier you are, the happier you are, the happier those around you will be. The more you love yourself, the more those around you will love you. Are you ready to do affirmations regarding women? Ask yourself that right now. Because based on, you know, what I spoke about in the last call, about it all being about your mindset and all about it all being about you, I would think that the majority of your affirmations need to be more focused on you and your own happiness and your own life. More or less on your own self-confidence. You know, we're going to go in here in a minute into the list of what qualities and characteristics that ladies men have that women are extremely attracted to. But the thing is it's the characteristics and the qualities of the man, it's the qualities of the man that make the man which women are attracted to. It's the love for himself. If you lack confidence, which I'm sure you do to some extent, maybe not in business, maybe just with women, maybe it's just with your social life. Okay, well, you need to spend more time doing affirmations and confirming that you're a confident guy. Do more affirmations on believing in yourself that you can do whatever it is that you want. Okay, if you lack women, you need to work on affirmations that make you more attractive to women. Again, it's all about you. It's all about your own self-worth. Women, yet again, are only a byproduct of this. If you don't have many friends, or you don't have much of a social life, start doing affirmations like, I am highly pleasing to myself and to others. Start focusing your energy and your entire list of affirmations on your own self-worth and your own belief in yourself. Because that's the key. That's the key to success with women, is building that self-esteem, building that confidence, building that super strong mindset, that belief system that is powerful. So powerful that it naturally draws women to you. It's key, guys. You know, I could tell you word for word exactly what I said in a conversation with a girl, and you could go off and try to say the same exact thing, and it's not going to work out so well. It's the tone of voice that I have. It's my mindset. It's my belief that I have within myself. I can look into a woman's eyes and without an ounce of doubt know that we're going to be together. Start affirming that. Start working on yourself. Spend more time in front of the mirror. Spend more time in front of the mirror confirming that you are a good person, that you are a sexy guy, that you do deserve an abundance of women. Because the truth is, you do. I don't care what part of the world you're from. If you're a guy and you have a dick, you deserve to have an abundance of women. That's a fact. And you will. As soon as you change your mind. Change your mind about yourself. Change your mind about women. Notice how I put yourself first. You must put yourself first. Work on changing yourself, making yourself sexually attractive. There's some things that are extremely simple, but yet overlooked. And if you watch the movie Wanted, there's a part in that movie that kind of justifies this, and it's kind of funny. Stop saying please and thank you so much. As far as I'm concerned, you can take it right out of your vocabulary. You don't need it. You know, when we're kids, we're brought up, respect your elders, say please, say thank you, blah, 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 blah. What does that do? It turns us into pussies. That's all it does. I understand if you want to say please, but you better make it worth it. You better make it count. If I say please to somebody, it actually means something. It's not just running through a routine. If I say thank you, I'm actually thankful and grateful for that person. I don't just say please to be polite. I don't just say thank you to be polite. I don't just say excuse me to be polite. There's no need to. You know, that's something that our parents taught us to do as kids, and that's something that we need to leave as kids. Stop being so fucking polite. So politically correct. Here's an example. You go to a bar. You go up to the bartender. Do you say, can I please have a vodka and cranberry? Or do you go up to the bar and say, hey, sweetie, how you doing? I'll take a vodka cranberry. There's a big difference, guys. And that's just one example for being out if you're out at a bar, or, you know, whatever. But it's a big difference. Being more confident and having a stronger tone of voice goes a long ways. If one of my friends or family, if they do hear me say please, they almost fall over because they're like, wow, he said please, or he said thank you. They appreciate it more because I don't say it all the time. Those around you will appreciate it more. Take it out of your vocabulary. Please, thank you, I'm sorry. Respect those in which respect you. Stop respecting people just because society tells us to. If somebody disrespects you, disrespect them back. Times 10. Stop letting people push you around. If you're walking out and you're out in public and somebody steps on your foot, just turn over and be like, what the fuck? And look them right in the eyes. But it's funny because a lot of guys I work with are complete opposite of that. They'll go out into public, somebody else will step on their foot, and then they'll apologize for them stepping on their foot. Well, that's kind of ass backwards, don't you think? Stop apologizing. Respect when respect is deserved. I'll respect everybody, but if you disrespect me, I will disrespect you times 10, and you need to remember that. Apologize only when necessary. Please thank you only when necessary. Do you know how annoying it is for a waiter or a waitress to go to a table and serve you, like, you know, that waitress comes by that table like 15 times throughout the entire dinner. You know how annoying it is to that waitress to hear thank you and please every single time she comes back to your table? Trust me, it is.
Tune in next time for more from Sky Lifestyles. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and visit us at CoreySky.com.